Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 6th, 2012. This is Good Friday. It's a little before 5 o'clock Central Time. We've just completed our children's liturgy, which is essentially an interactive retelling of the Good Friday story. I'm always really moved by the amounts of the story that kids just have, both from Sunday school, their parents telling them the story, and what they pick up in church. They are able to articulate the story even if they don't quite understand exactly what all of it means. I'm always particularly moved when a little kid becomes upset that Jesus dies. Today, one was upset that Jesus had died on Good Friday, and another child said, "But it's okay, he comes back to life on Sunday." It's okay. And while I appreciate the simplicity of that kind of faith, I realize it's not so simple for others of us. The whole story of Easter is a bit complicated. There are certainly plenty of different tellings of the story in the Gospels. We may not quite understand what resurrection is. We may debate what it is. But those of us who've lived for a while certainly know what death is. We know about the finality of it. We know about the emptiness of being left behind when a loved one has died. We know about the grief that follows. And even though life goes on all around us today, those of us who are a part of the Christian church have paused and remembered that there was a day when a life ended. It was a life that was like none other. And it is a life that we Christians say is the way to live. We even go so far as to say that to follow Jesus' life is to enter a qualitatively different kind of life, an abundant life, a life eternal. So now the church building is quiet. Everything is really still. Tomorrow morning, all of the activity will happen again as people ramp up to get decorated for Easter. But for right now, all of the vestments are gone, the altar's bare, the lights are dim. It's Good Friday afternoon. Jesus is in the tomb. And we wait. We wait with hope and faith, some tenuousness, some anxiety, maybe even a little doubt. We do what Christians have done throughout the ages. We wait for Easter. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this, your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.